Welcome to the Fresh Start Podcast, brought to you by attorneys Gina Cho and Jeff Curl of JC Law Group, whose practice is dedicated to bankruptcy for individuals and small businesses. Thanks for joining us. I'm Matt Hayes. Please note this podcast is not legal advice. For more information, you can visit jclawgroup.com. Now let's welcome Gina and Jeff to our 13th podcast. Hi, Gina and Jeff. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Earlier, we were having a conversation. Well, let's rephrase that. I was listening in on a conversation you two were having, and I thought this would make a really good discussion, a debate, because this seems to be something that gets discussed often amongst bankruptcy attorneys and even people that are filing themselves through a bankruptcy attorney, of course. The difference between something that is judgment-proof and collection-proof. Many people, when they file, there are certain things that they want to hold on to. They want to make sure that they don't lose. Sometimes they know they will. Sometimes they, you know, there's so many different ways, like we've talked about, to skin the cat. Gina, let's start with you first. Is there really a difference between the two, or are they pretty much the same thing? And tell me a little bit more about them and what people who would be filing need to know about them.
So I think judgment proof is actually the correct term to use. I think collection proof is a better description of what's going on. So regardless of whether you want to call it judgment proof or collection proof, typically what happens, let's say if you stop paying your bills, is that either the collection agency or the original creditor will turn around and sue you. And after they sue you, if you don't do anything, or if the litigation continues to trial, let's say, then there'll be a judgment issued against you. And really the question is, what can the creditor do with that judgment? So for example, if you're employed, then they can garnish your wages and they can take up to 25%, or they can impound your bank account, or they could put liens on your property, etc. There's lots of different remedies that the creditors have to be able to collect that debt from you. But if you are judgment proof, then they can't exercise those rights because you A, don't have income or have attachable income, or you don't have any property for the creditors to put a lien on.
This is Matt being a shit disturber because Gina and I disagree slightly on this, in that I do think the terms are different and matter, and that I don't think you are judgment proof. You're collection proof, because the creditor does, in fact, is able to obtain a judgment. So they can go to court if they sue you and you don't respond, or if they take it to trial or get a default or whatever. The issue to me is, what can they do with that? But the issue is, what can they collect on that, and what can they do with it? So this is kind of a question that I want to know of all clients, because it may be an alternative to bankruptcy. In other words, are they actually collection proof? Can the creditor ever take anything from them anyway? And do they need to file? So if you have a person who is 75 years old and on Social Security, and Capital One sues them for $20,000 on a credit card, and this person does nothing, Capital One will get a judgment against this person, but they're not going to be able to collect on it. So they got a judgment, Capital One did, but this person is collection proof because all they have is IRS funds. If they have other things, they may not be collection proof, and that's what you have to determine. I mean, if they have just $50,000 in cash that's sitting in their account that came from some source, you know, they sold their belongings at one point, that's not IRS protected. But that's what you need to figure out, is what do they have? Are they in fact collection proof? Because if they are, then they have a choice. They can just go ahead and let the creditor harass them. I mean, they can file a judgment and then they can't really do anything, but they can continue to call and bug you. Or if they're collection proof, you can still file bankruptcy. And we have people who, this is the decision they have to make, and they do it anyway. It's just, by filing bankruptcy, you get them out of your life and you clean them out. And it's just kind of a bring peace to your life kind of thing.
So everyone pretty much is judgment proof, because people, because the court can still issue a judgment against someone to do whatever, but whether you can actually collect on them is a completely different story. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying they're not judgment proof. The court, if the court hands down a judgment, you're not judgment proof. You've just had a judgment entered against you. It's going to be on your credit report. It's going to be in the court file. You have a judgment against you. And what that also means is, if you get assets in the future, and this is particularly applicable to our younger people, who, if you're in your 20s or your 30s and you get a judgment against you, that judgment, if they put a lien on it, they can exercise that down the road, 10 years down the road. So judgment can follow you for a long, long time. And so you may be collection proof right now. Maybe you're a 22-year-old college kid and you don't have anything. But if you plan on having a future and getting a career and getting a job, and you have money in your bank account, you're going to buy a home eventually, that judgment can be used against you in the future. Just because they can't use it now doesn't mean they can't use it later.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, thanks for the clarification. I understand that. Gina, why do you think Jeff's wrong?
I don't think he's wrong. I think it's a semantics issue. So if you look up judgment proof in the Black Law Dictionary, it says that it's unable to satisfy a judgment for money damages because a person has no property, does not own enough property within the court's jurisdiction to be able to satisfy the judgment or the claims the benefit of statutory exempt property. So that's exactly what we're talking about. When Jeff says it's someone is collection proof, I think that is actually the same thing legally as saying someone is judgment proof. And there's no collection proof in the Black Law Dictionary. There's execution proof, which may be what we're talking about, whether someone can get a judgment against you, but they can actually execute that judgment. But I don't know that there's actually a legal term called collection proof.
I would just like to note that in law school, in my first year, as my criminal law professor, Alan Kreitzberg, pointed out, all you idiots who are in your first year of law school are all going to go buy the Black's Law Dictionary because you're all scared as first years. You all buy everything because you don't know what it means. You will learn after your first semester that that Black's Law Dictionary will be a doorstop and nothing more.
Well, it's not
until now, I think that's the first time that Black's Law Dictionary has been used in 10 years, by the way. I just want to.
But I would also like to add that this is actually Jeff's Black Law Dictionary and not mine. So
that's what I'm pointing out. You used it. I've never used it.
I use it. I mean, sometimes I'm writing briefs and I look up a word. I'm going to look up income right now.
Good for you.
There you go. And read us what it says. And Jeff, and you can actually feel through the podcast, Jeff rolling his eyes all at the same time.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Tell me how that goes. Back it up with Wikipedia.
Isn't it the same thing? Isn't the Black Book and Wikipedia the same thing pretty much?
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Some people, it seems to be that way. From what I get from this, there seems to be, even if collection proof even isn't a technical term, it may not actually have been something you learned or is something that is, a technical legal term. It's still a term that gets used amongst bankruptcy attorneys. Now, do you see this debate often between other attorneys, or is this just between something that you two fight over dinner?
No, this is something like, for example, we belong to a listserv with, I don't know, 2,000 bankruptcy attorneys or whatever. And people do talk about this and this distinction. Judgment proof is just a term. And what you learn in the legal world is someone invents a term that 200 years ago and the legal system grabs onto it, and it takes 400 years for it to flush it out of its system and to correct it. I mean, we're just creatures of habit and inertia. And collection proof is just a more precise way of describing it. I mean, Gina and I are just having a semantics. We both know what we're talking about. We're just having a semantics debate.
I mean, if I have to pick a side, I think Jeff's right. I'm not going to lie.
That's right.
There's two distinguishing features here. I can see that. I really can see how there could be both sides of it. And you can have, depending on the situation, use either term with it. So, and the selling point to me was when you said, if someone's in their 20s, and that's something that could hold on to them for a long, long time. You may not be able to collect on them right now, but long time, if they have that judgment against them, they'll be able to collect at them longer term. So from that standpoint, I can see how you can have both sides of that argument.
Thank you. You are such a smart man, and I appreciate you sharing this. My wife has gone silent, and I think you're fired.
Yeah, I think we need to wrap up our podcast here. Jeff, it was great chatting with you today.
Thanks, Matt.
We'll have to discuss this a little bit more, and tell Gina I said hi if you could next time you see her. So.
All right, Matt. Well, thanks for the great podcast.
Absolutely. And this will be my last podcast working with these two. There will be a new host next time, so enjoy it again. Thanks, guys, for the lively debate. And hopefully, if you're a bankruptcy attorney listening, you can jump in on this as well and leave a comment at jclawgroup.com. Be interesting to hear one of the many other opinions on this. I'm sure there'll be some sort of debate on this on Twitter at some point. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for joining us today. For more information and to listen to other episodes of our podcast, visit jclawgroup.com. I'm Matt Hayes, and I'm now looking for work. JC Law Group is a debt relief agency under the United States Bankruptcy Code.